May the Lord Jesus grant us grace, brothers and sisters in Christ. They say of a revival that after it was over, the week-long series of services, that someone was asking the local clergyman about the results. Finally, they got to the $64 question, and they asked him, "And tell me, were any souls won for the church?" And the clergyman had to say, well, not really. But he hastened to add, almost in order to justify the revival, "But we got rid of a few we've been trying to get rid of for a while." Maybe for some that's a revival. But this month of evangelism emphasis in our church is a good time for us to hear again that the work of the church is not just getting rid of some. It's not even just keeping some that we have, but it is winning some. And that's what I'd like to talk to you about today from the pen of St. Paul. The title of our meditation are those two words, win some. You recall the section where Paul uses that in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning of verse 19. And notice how he now, five times in a row, uses that word win. Ask yourself as I read what that word really means. "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all, that I might win the more. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being without law toward God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I might share its blessing." What does he mean to win? Paul says, "that I might win some." Win is translated in older translations with the word gain. In Greek, it's kodaino, which has the meaning of gain for profit. It's used here in a metaphorical way, but there's good usage of that in the New Testament because our Lord used it that way in Matthew 18. And he said, "When you tell your brother his sin and he repents, then you gain or win your brother." Peter uses it that way when he says to the believing wives that by your good conduct you might win your husband. Win. Paul used five times for these four different categories of people. He's speaking, of course, first to the Jews. "I became as a Jew." To those under the law, perhaps he's speaking of proselytes, and then of Gentiles, and then the weak. But in each case, his overriding concern is that I might win some of those people. But now, after using the word win five times, he suddenly shifts the word. It gives us a clue to what he really means by winning some. In that verse, he says, "When I become all things to all men," he doesn't say again that I might win some, but he says that I might save some. Save, as you know, has with it the idea of rescuing people who are dying and giving them new life, rescuing people who are sitting in darkness and bringing them to the light of Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul is talking about, that by his preaching of the gospel, as he relates to these four different groups of people, that through him the Spirit of God using the gospel might win some of them, might save them from sin to salvation, from death to life, from darkness to light. And that is Paul's overriding and overarching concern in all of his ministry. Here Paul was concerned about nurture and keeping the people in the congregation and caring for them, even about getting rid of one once in a while in 1 Corinthians 5. But when you put Paul's ministry in the epistle, Acts together, you see his overarching concern is to win some for Jesus Christ. That was his attitude toward his ministry.
Simply, that's the first thing we need to learn from Paul, is that
our attitude is that we want to win some, and that needs to guide us as our primary mission in the church. And it takes a lot of mission. It has other commands from the Lord. It needs to keep the doctrine pure. It needs to feed the hungry and clothe the naked. But the one commission he calls a great commission in Matthew 28 is called great because it has some primary function. Primary. Jesus says, go and make disciples, and that's the only imperative in that verse, by baptizing and by teaching. Paul says, win some. We need to learn again that attitude in all of our work to win some. Two boys were playing in the snow field, and as they looked at all the different tracks and markings around them, in contrast to that, to looking out ahead, where there wasn't a footprint, one challenged the other and said, I bet I can make a straight line to the end of the field and you can. The challenge was taken. The first boy started out by looking at his feet, trying to put one foot in front of the other, headed towards the end of the field. The other boy looked out and saw a telephone pole over there. And he focused his eyes on that pole. Didn't look at his feet, but he focused on that pole and headed straight for it. And when they got over to the other side of the field, who do you think had the straightest line? The one that had a focal point. The one who knew where he was going. So often it is easy in our own lives and in the life of a congregation and of a church to just plod along from one meeting to another, from one day to another, from one activity to another, looking at our own feet. And forgetting that where we want to go is the telephone pole at the end of the field. And that telephone pole, as it were, is the commission of our Lord, makes disciples of all nations. St. Paul says it, that I might win some. That's the attitude. And I have that attitude that I evaluate and plan in the light of that attitude and that goal. And then I can do what Paul does in his text, that I can work to win some. And notice how Paul works to win some. He says, I make myself a slave to all people. I give up my personal freedom, he says in verse 1. I give it up. Become a slave to everyone else. Sounds like he's the government. So that he can do anything. And then he goes through these four groups of people. So the Jews, I became as a Jew. And what does he mean? He is a Jew, isn't he? Of course he is. But he means, even though I'm free of the law of Moses, when I was Jews, I'm willing to keep some of those laws, if it doesn't compromise the gospel or offend anyone, in order to win Jews, to fulfill my objective. He did that in the example of young people. Timothy didn't do it. Timothy was a circumcised, and Paul wanted him to preach to Jews. And the scripture says, because of the Jews, Paul had Timothy circumcised, so that he could become as a Jew to the Jews to win Jews. You and I need to do some deep soul searching to see how you and I can become all things to all men in order to win some. To me, that involves learning a sympathetic, listening attitude, an understanding mind trying to relate to other people. If the person in my place or the person that I meet on the street is interested in pigs and cows, then I'm interested in pigs and cows in order that I might win. That's what Paul is saying. I want to win some, he says, I work to win some, and then I do win some. God does the winning, of course, through the power of the gospel. But he says that his word will not return void. And so we believe that as you and I share the gospel, preaching it and sharing it one to one, that there will be truth. God's word will change the lives of people. And it happens every day. In the Missouri Synod, 27,000 adults are given to the church by baptism or confirmation every year. We're not satisfied with that, however. And last year, our convention set a goal that in 2 years we try to raise that from 27,000 to 35,000. Lady Ford said in a recent study, the conclusion or estimate is that about 55,000 people every day are brought to faith in Jesus Christ, and 1,400 new churches are started every day somewhere in this world. But even 55,000 a day is a small drop in the bucket compared to the 3.8 billion people who do not know Jesus Christ in our world. When we want to win some, when we work to win some, then we will win some by the grace of God, and that is our task. Gallup, in his latest opinion survey that was just released for Religion in America in 1978, says that in America, the church is on as it has never been on before. He quotes things like the church attendance has jumped 2% in the last couple of years to 42% every Sunday. The church membership is higher than it has ever been in the history of our nation. And then he says that people are searching because they're disillusioned with the American dream and are under the pressures of our contemporary society, and they're trying to find meaning and purpose in life. And they're looking in the church, but they're looking elsewhere also. 1 in 8 Americans have found a searching for it in some kind of experiential religious thing, such as 6 million in PM, 5 million in yoga, 3 million in mysticism, 2 million in Eastern religion, 1 out of 8 Americans. And he says that in the next couple of years, the churches of our nation will be challenged to either be churches of faith to give people meaning and purpose in life, or they will end up being meaningless institutions that they have in so many places in Europe. Whether we can meet that challenge, it depends heavily on you and on me, how we learn to develop the attitude to win some and are willing to work to win some. Pray in this evangelism Sunday that our church might touch that vision and find that focal point, and that you and I might live that way. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.